This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent versus Jordan Nicole Williams, Defendant Appellant, decided April 28, 2025, by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District, in Division State of Missouri, Plaintiff Respondent v. Nome, SD 38308, Jordan Nicole Williams, filed April 28, 2025, Defendant Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of Butler County. Honorable Michael M. Pritchett, judge affirmed. Following a bench trial, Jordan Nicole Williams, defendant, appeals the trial court's judgment, convicting her of abuse or neglect of a child resulting in serious physical injury under Bar 568.060. One defendant asserts 2 points on appeal. One, that the amended information, failed to set forth the crime charged by failing to allege specific actions by defendant, and two, that the state did not present sufficient evidence that defendant caused victims serious physical injuries by failing to protect him from serious physical abuse, because defendant fails to show the information was insufficient, and because there was sufficient evidence to support defendant's conviction for child abuse or neglect, we affirm. One, all statutory references are to RSMO 2016. Two, factual background and procedural history. The facts viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict are as follows. So, victim was born to defendant and his father, in August of 2019. In the following weeks, defendant took victim to a pediatrician 3 times for regular newborn checkups. No injuries were present during these checkups, and victim appeared to be healthy. Victim's 1-month checkup was scheduled for September 19th, but the family canceled the checkup and rescheduled it for a few days later on September 23rd. At that appointment, victim was accompanied by father. Despite being at each of the previous checkups, defendant did not attend. Victim had lost 5% of his body weight and was emaciated, lethargic, and severely fussy. Victim had large bruises on the left side of his skull that were immediately apparent to staff. Father had brought in a bottle of breast milk that he was trying to feed victim, but victim would not take it. Victim's pediatrician, Pediatrician 1, was concerned about victim's brother, who was about 16 months old at the time, and who was reaching for the bottle. As a result, Pediatrician 1 had the bottle tested. The breast milk in the bottle later tested positive for methamphetamine. Pediatrician 1 consulted her partner, Pediatrician 2, about victim. Upon seeing victim, Pediatrician 2 was immediately concerned for victim's life and wanted to transfer him to the emergency room. Father was irate and refused to sign the consent to transfer victim to the emergency room, so law enforcement signed the consent to transfer. Victim was airlifted to St. Louis Children's Hospital. Upon arrival at St. Louis Children's Hospital, victim was suffering from seizures and had difficulty breathing. Victim was diagnosed with 2 skull fractures, a clavicle fracture, a 2 state VARs, Lavender, 680 SW3D 119, 122, Mo App SD 2023. 3 buckle fracture to his tibia and a liver laceration. A child abuse pediatrician, concluded that victim had been abused. Defendant was charged by information with the Class B felony of abuse or neglect of a child under Purse Rive 68.060. In that on or about September 23, 2019, in the county of Butler, state of Missouri, the defendant was responsible for the care, custody, and control of victim, a child less than 18 years of age, and neglected victim by failing to protect victim from serious physical abuse, and as a result, defendant knowingly caused victim to suffer serious physical injury. At trial, in addition to the facts noted above, child abuse pediatrician testified to a rough timeline of events. She stated the clavicle and tibia injury were probably about a week old, and the liver laceration and skull fractures were likely very acute, happening around the date victim was brought to the hospital. Child abuse pediatrician also testified that victim would have been in a lot of pain, crying, not eating, maybe vomiting. Child abuse pediatrician further testified that victim was very underweight for his age, and based on his condition and the nature of the injuries, had been abused and neglected. A law enforcement officer testified that defendant told him that she was always within an arm's length of victim, and that she had no idea how victim could have gotten his injuries. She also stated that victim did not display any symptoms of pain or injury. A Children's Division investigator, testified to her belief that defendant's neglect caused victim's injuries. Upon her investigation, victim's injuries were immediately visible. She also testified that she believed father perpetrated the abuse